kind of a, can you cut him some slack, special report first. A bunch of people in Montana got high on methamphetamine.
I can't cut any slack on that.
But can you cut him some slack? This is no ordinary drug overdose stories. We take you to the Yellowstone Valley Animal Shelter. This is in Billings. Inside the shelter, now, Kelly, I hope your daughter's not listening because she is an animal lover. You are an animal tolerator.
Correct. More and more so.
Although I was going to say, I'm slowly pushing you up to lover since you got the dog.
Okay, that's a fair point, Biggie. Yeah. His score has increased.
Because I don't know. How can I say this without sounding callous? I don't know. If you hadn't had such an attachment to that dog, that you would have spent the money you did for that surgery.
Yeah, that was a tough one. That was really tough. That surgery. Because
you've always, major invasive surgery.
Yes, yes.
You have always been an animal tolerator.
Right.
But I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope this. I hope she's not listening. I don't know if they had come to you about your other dog and said, it's going to be $10,000, that you would have said, do it.
Would have, because my other dog, our older dog, Annie, is more important to the family than the younger dog. I mean,
okay.
She's embedded.
Oh yeah. In fact, the younger dog has made me appreciate and love the older dog more because she never gives us an ounce of trouble. You know, she's just there with love. Mm-hmm. This dog's there with love, but also with, I'm going to eat your
destruction.
Dog. Yes. You know what he did yesterday?
And don't forget blood in the urine.
Bloody urine right now. We're treating bloody urine. We've had the surgery.
Wanton destruction at any time.
Yeah. Yesterday. Listen to what he did to me yesterday.
It's a ticking time bomb.
That's right. Yesterday, I went to the old trading post. Had to load up. Eggs. Thyme.
On your semi-viscous foods?
All of those. Ginger root.
Eggs.
Eggs. Ginger root.
Turmeric.
Turmeric. Cayenne pepper. Lemons.
Lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper. Everything you can imagine. You know, all these health foods.
Citrus.
Yes. These are. I'm making a new elixir. If you missed it, Biggie's mother and I are on an elixir.
To
live forever. Mm-hmm.
Ginger juice.
Ginger juice. Take two shots of it a day. You got ginger. You got turmeric. You got peppers. You got
cayenne pepper.
Oranges. You got lemons. And everything. Vinegar. I got vinegar yesterday. You should taste this stuff. And now I'm to the bottom of the first batch, so it's real pulpy now. There's a lot of that in it because you blend it all up. I just take it and like bring it, you know, just you can feel it going into you. And I feel so great. Anyhow, I buy all that stuff. I put it in my bag, my cooler bag, because why? I'm an environmentalist and I don't reuse bags. And I should have never gotten this person to do it at the store, at the grocery store. He goes, receipt in the bag? I said, yeah, receipt in the bag. So I bring it in.
To the home.
10 minutes later, here's the dog, Franklin, comes over, greets me, jumps on me, all that. And as I'm walking to the kitchen, he literally like leaps on top of the bag and he's got his snout all in the bag. He's in the bag is open, the cooler bag. And his snout's all in there. And I was like, get off the bag, get off the
That's
bag.
That's my turmeric.
That's right. And it's heavy. You know, I'm swinging the dogs on it and everything.
Off the bag.
So I get it up on the counter and I turn and the receipt is hanging from, it's, you know, a long receipt hanging from his jowls.
I'm about to eat this.
And I said, you drop that. And he started.
Inch by inch.
Inch by inch. Drop it on. And I was like,
I'm about to eat this so good.
And I said, somebody get me some kibble right now. But there was nobody in the room except myself. So I had to go and get some kibble and come back and trade him kibble for a half a receipt that he had eaten. He's already eaten half of it now. And I do the, because I try to go after him at first. He's like, keeps it away from him. And it's swinging in the breeze.
It's like a high level hostage swap.
God, that dog, it's unbelievable how he eats it. Whatever he knows he can't eat, he does. That receipt, I mean, he ate half of it. And I'm just like, well, that's going to come out.
It should dissolve.
At least that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. But here I had to go chase the dog for a receipt again. You know, it's just every day is something.
I'll tell you, speaking of your elixir, I thought of you because I think eventually you're just going to get to this point with food. There's a show on Netflix, a hit show called Love is Blind.
Yeah.
The new season just wrapped up. The wedding episode dropped yesterday.
Is this where the couple sees themselves for the first time?
Well, this is like, will they actually get married? This is the finale, basically. But before that, in one of the episodes, there was a couple, and the guy was very into fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't care anything about food. So much so that he would take chicken with some lemon,
mm-hmm.
throw it in a blender, blend it up, and just chug
drink,
it.
Drink it.
Yes.
Liquid chicken?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Licking.
And his fiance was just mortified because she's a foodie.
Yeah.
And he's like, all I need is the protein.
Yes.
I don't care what, he doesn't care one bit about food.
Yes.
And it swept the internet because it was like, I can't believe this guy really does. Because she tried some and it was immediately like, and he's like, what's the big deal? It's like lemon chicken.
Yeah. If you sprinkle lemon on a piece of chicken, cut it up and eat it, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just blend it. Save yourself the trouble.
That's what he said. And she's like, yeah, I don't know if I can live like this with you blending lemon and chicken.
Yes.
And when I saw the scene, all I thought was, he's about 2 years from that, Chris Kelly.
I love the idea. I can see that. I love the idea. I'll take a blended chicken, a lick chicken, in my car and just down it. You know?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
He doesn't care one thing about food. I mean, when I say doesn't care, he's like, it's just to keep me
it's
alive.
Fuel.
I yeah. love it. I love that idea. By the way, the thing that keeps most people off reality shows like that, I bet that's one for sure, STD tests. Someone was talking to, she ran Big Brother, this woman, like a behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
And they all get like qualified for the show. And the last thing they do is take an STD test. And she's like, half of them are positive, you know? And so they can't let them on because there's going to be sexual activity on these shows, perhaps. They encourage
Well,
them.
Most shows don't have, well, I'm trying to, Some I don't do. Know which.
Some do.
I mean, I guess like the Big Brothers and the Bachelors, of course, you assume people will have relations.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But so, most of them are just like the Real Housewives. They don't do that kind of thing.
On
right?
those shows, like the
or
two.
Top you, Chef. They
two,
don't do that.
No, but the two you just, she's like on these shows, yeah. they test you. They have they do a background check, of course, and then they test you for STDs. And she's like, of the ones that want to be on Big Brother, Love is Blind, all those. And there are many now, like on the islands, you know, mm-hmm. they go off and they'll have sex. And so she's like, half the contestants have STDs. We have to get rid of them before the show even starts. And they're all like, oh.
What if you just had us at an STD island?
STD island. That's what they should do.
Oh, I would watch that.
Yeah.
Everybody here has crabs, all right?
Uh-huh.
Look to your left. Yeah. Look to your right.
Are you all
I'd be interested in that.
Crab Island. Just do mm-hmm. it. I love it.
All right. I have gonorrhea this week. Who gave me that? Well, that's the thing. You have to figure it out.
That's the challenge. Can you stay on the island?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but like, can you cut them some slack?
Oh, yes, we yes. Back to Billings, Montana.
Yes.
This is an animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, sometimes we know what happens in many animal shelters. Not all, but some. They have a device known as the animal control incinerator.
God.
And evidently from time to time, local law enforcement says, hey, do you mind if we use your incinerator? There can't be many in Billings.
Right.
And so they will use that to destroy illegal narcotics. Well, yeah. last month, they dumped a bunch of meth into the machine and turned it on.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, there was a, quote, negative pressure issue. I don't understand physics.
Right.
Which basically means the smoke escaped into the building. Not out the chimney.
Oh, God. That can make you incredibly sick.
14 people in the shelter got high on meth, not even knowing it.
Man.
I don't know why, but I feel like I got to run a mile. You too, bro. Super weird. What time is it? It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I've never felt this good. Me neither, bro. This is awesome.
Why do we feel so good?
I can't stop my jaw from clenching.
Yeah.
I feel great.
I think I might run through that wall.
Do it. Do it. I'll be right behind you.
All 14 had to go to the hospital. Some had to have hyperbaric oxygen chamber treatments to help clear their system.
My God.
The dog side of the shelter was most impacted, and those animals had to be taken outside to get some fresh air. The cats were moved into crates and also taken outside.
Yes. This is incredible. I cut him some slack.
I think you have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I do on that.
Yeah. I cut him some slack.
Going in, I was prepared out. Not to, but.
Yeah. That's amazing. What a story.